This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Robin Zook.
It's a great line.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
The cob is great, but it's still, though, your greatest ass work is still the Halloween.
Take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
It's your masterpiece.
Well, shove that straight up your little kid ass. You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
I mean, there's a lot to choose from, but the Halloween, it's your Rembrandt right there.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
It never ceases to make me laugh.
Well, just during the break, I painted myself once again into an old corner. Oh, being boy. 85 years old, complaining about all the racket here at the auto show.
What's the type of music that was playing?
Racket. No, we're at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show.
Yes.
Yes, they've added quads and e-bikes and scooters and the whole thing here this year. We're at the convention center. This is hour number two of our radio program. We've got Joey Harrington next hour. And up next, we have a segment about sports amputees, because...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. We have a new sports amputee.
Yeah, we do.
Move over, Dion Eight Toes.
Yeah, this one is...
This guy lost a foot.
I know. He went big. If you're going to, you know, go big or go home.
But first, Jace, have you noticed, and I think you have because I think we've talked about it here before, the uptick in student driver stickers?
See them all the time.
Yeah.
There's an Asian lady who drives a minivan in my neighborhood that has one. I see her all the time. There's no way she's a student driver. She's in there by herself. I never see anyone else in there, but she's cruising around in that thing all the time, and it throws me for a loop.
Well, you're not the only one.
Yes.
As there has been an uptick in student driver stickers all across the country.
I'm convinced, and I'm sure you have this
I have an answer. There is an answer as to why.
Because my working theory is that when you're a crappy driver, and I don't mean to call out this lady. I'm not trying to do the Asian bad driver thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, China. I'm not doing that. Believe me, my gal gets very upset. If you ever want to piss her off, just make a joke about that and watch her. She'll stab you with a cinnamon roll, and that has happened to me.
Why does she get so defensive?
That's my whole thing, but she gets very, very defensive.
You're not running for president of Asia.
Yeah. Well, because the stereo.
Is your wife a bad driver? And I'm not saying anything about Asian.
No, I don't think she's a bad driver. I don't.
Is she a careful driver?
Well, that sounds like a yes.
No. She is a careless.
Careless?
She's aggressive.
Oh.
She's aggressive.
See, my wife is a very safe driver.
No.
I would classify her as a good driver.
Yeah.
But yet, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Because, I'm like, come on.
Yeah. She's the opposite, where she drives, like, if you get in the car, because like I said, we switch cars, and she drives the bigger of the car. She drives like a 90s gangster rap video. The seat is pushed all the way to the steering wheel and then reclined to about a 45-degree angle where, you know, that one hand on top and a full, it scares.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Picture me rolling.
And the music is always very loud.
Going to catch her riding dirty.
Yes. And then, like, she puts the Bronco top down in the summer, and it's a very carefree ride that makes me very nervous. But she gets very defensive if you question her driving ability because of the stereotype of the Japanese driver. She gets very, very angry about it. But my working theory, and this is true for the lady, the Asian lady with the student driving minivan, she is a terrible driver. Every time I see that damn minivan in my neighborhood, it scares me to death because she's doing something she should not. And I believe she puts that sticker on there so that we don't honk at her, and it like gives her an excuse to be a jackass driver.
You know,
that's my working theory.
Yeah, it does seem like it's kind of part and parcel with how humanity has moved.
Yeah.
That you would think that it's reasonable that people are now saying, oh, I'm just going to go get a student driving sticker and then everybody's going to leave me alone or I can do whatever I want on the road. But, you know, that's not it, though.
That's okay. I was
that is that, not it.
That's my word.
Although that
theory.
May be it for her. But Willamette Week wrote a...
excuse me?
What?
Willamette Week?
Willamette Week.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've lived here 20 years, 25 years, and I can't get it right.
For heaven's sakes.
No, they wrote a thing on this, and they said that... people all across the country are seeing this. COVID.
What?
Well, it's COVID. So when COVID hit, do you remember COVID?
I do remember COVID.
So they had COVID.
Yeah.
And when
cars had COVID?
Well, the kids were at home.
Yeah.
And the parents were forced to, the kids of that age at that time, the parents were forced to be the driver's ed teachers.
Oh, and driver's so this, ed shut down?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could be in a car. Do you remember how blasphemous it was to be in a car with someone
I forgot about that.
With COVID?
Yeah.
Sorry. I love COVID.
I'm just saying. I don't know why I was thinking that maybe that would be considered essential, like, personnel, but yeah, no.
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 So school closures forced parents to get student driver stickers, and that's why you see all that. And that's also why you see people like her or parents driving them. Like, usually when you see a student driver sticker, or like in the olden days,
there's a student behind
it's
the
like,
wheel.
Yeah, oh, wow, and they look terrified.
Yes.
And it's great.
Because there's a, like, my kid went to, it's called like I-5 driving school or whatever, because the schools don't teach it anymore, at least out in where we live. When I went to school, we just did it through the high school. We had a, oh, some dude.
Do we have a fight?
I don't know. Some dude's very angry.
Now that's a racket I can get down with. Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know.
Give us a play-by-play.
Someone.
I don't know. I'm hearing some yelling.
Yeah, someone's not happy. We got a son of a. Anywho.
Clean cut Kurt Ludwig is on it.
Figure out what's going on. So we had. Did you have it? We had a student driving teacher, Reed Clayton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was the offensive line coach and a driver's ed guy.
Yeah.
Very angry. Hated kids. And yet he coached and.
Perfect for
I know, right?
Student driving.
Jeez. But now you have to go to the schools. And so I see those kids coming around and they have the big. They have the school's logo on it. And when you see that car, you are get ready for a terrified 15-year-old, and you give them all the space in the world.
Yeah. Don't mess with those people.
But, yeah, this other lady just has – it's a yellow sticker on the back.
They're $4.99 on Amazon.
So I don't even need to be certified. I can just put that sticker on, and then I can teach kids to drive?
Well, I don't know if it's still a thing, but it was a thing during COVID.
Huh.
And parents would get it off of Amazon. They put it on their car, and they would teach their kid how to drive.
Interesting.
With that. And then they left it on there.
Yeah.
And now that's why you see it's like there's no kids driving it. It's usually just the parent.
I wonder if that lady now. Yeah.
I think that's what – I bet you that's what it is.
And she just never bothered – because why would you – I guess it's not a very nice minivan, too, so – maybe that I was like, why would you put a sticker on your car? Knowing
YouTube
that
also saying they're not stickers, they're magnets, so it makes them easy to take on and off.
Okay,
I would hope so, because I've never understood the people when you put a bumper sticker on your cars, that's on there forever. Because getting that thing off is a pain in the ass.
But if they're a magnet, that's true. Yeah, but if they're a magnet, somebody could just come and swipe it, and put it on their car.
I want to flag this lady down. I see her like 4 times a week. I want to pull up beside her and give the window roll down, even though no one does the. No one has a roll-down window anymore. It's still the universal sign, roll down your window. That's what I ask her. What's up with the student driver sticker? And by the way, why can't you make a left-hand turn? I'm looking right at you, ma'am.
I'm going to get the one that says, please be patient. I'm 9 years old.
9 or 90?
9.
9.
Well, yeah.
Is there one that's...
Yeah, you can get that.
Oh.
There's lots of cheeky little...
Yeah.
Bumper stickers out there.
You're going to get into a whole other conversation, but I am fascinated by what people decide to put on probably the second most expensive thing they own besides your house. I am fascinated by bumper sticker guy in general, but like a lot of bumper sticker guy, whether that's guns, whether that's God, whether that's, you know, 17 duck, like, just
it, hey, gotta make a statement.
I'm even surprised by the person who's like, love my, you know, great schnauzer, and you're like, that's the one thing you have one sticker, and that's what you want to tell the world about yourself.
Right,
big, like, schnauzer guy.
Like, I have an Akita. I love my Akita. You know what would never go, like, as I'm driving around, like, you know what people need to know about this car? This car loves Akita. Like, what? Why? And yeah, they're out, or wine lover. I love it. Just in case you wanted to know, like, hey, I really like red wine. Cool.
I like the ones that, like, tell you to get back or whatever.
Yeah, like you a know, Yosemite, like, Sam sort of thing.
Yeah, don't get too, well, they have, you know, the little sayings. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but, like, don't tailgate too close or don't park too close because I'm fat.
And then wait, there's a thin line of someone that you have to support.
You should follow Jesus this closely.
Yeah, that's one. I've seen that one.
Yeah. Well, I told that story once where the Jesus person flipped me off.
Yeah.
They had like 6 Jesus stickers on their car, and I went around them, and I got the bird. And I was like, that's very you can't have 6 Jesus stickers and then flip me the bird for passing you because you're driving like a grandma.
Did you turn to him and do the praying hands?
No.
I pray for you.
Sis. Should have pointed back at your bumper sticker and, yeah, be more like Jesus. Although nowadays, maybe Jesus would flip me off.
I would.
Yeah.
With a beard like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I also like this one. I've seen this one where they have the Jesus sticker and then the gun sticker.
Yeah,
those are my favorite. Where, like,
let it go hand in hand.
I carry a Bible. This car carries 2 things: a Bible and a 45. What?
Oregonian? Are you an Oregonian, Kurt?
I saw a new one. I saw one that says washing gun.
Washing.
Just so you know, I love 2 things. I love Oregon and I love guns, and I'm gonna put it on my truck.
All right, we've got Sports Amputee Talk coming up next before In the News. We're out here at the Oregon Convention Center. Let me give you the hours, just in case you're wondering. You know, there's a lot of things you can do in Portland to kill time.
Absolutely.
This is one of them.
Oh, yeah, you can kill an entire day wandering around here.
Like, sometimes you get bored, or you're like, what should we do today?
Yeah.
Come to the auto show.
Absolutely.
It's the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show. We're at the Convention Center. The hours... they'll be open until 10 tonight, tomorrow 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday is family day where kids 15 and under are free. We'll be right back on The Fan.